88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. This session's been on our calendar for a number of weeks now. We've been looking forward to it for a really long time. We're going to get some good rock and roll music in our studio this afternoon. You guys just arrived into Southern California, right? It's Eliza and the Delusionals. How are you?
We are so well. We're so tired.
I know. Well, touring could be such a grueling thing, and you're just getting started.
I know. It's crazy. We were just talking about that. We're like, we're already having so much fun, and it's literally been...
Not even a day.
Yeah.
Incredible. So who's in the band, and who did you bring before we get into our first song?
Yes. So we've got... my name's Eliza. This is Kurt on the guitar and Tex on the guitar. And we got Ruby on the bass.
Yo.
And David's on the drums as well. He's an American.
But everybody else is from Australia.
Yes.
Right. Well, welcome to Southern California. It's a beautiful day today. There's a show at the Wiltern tonight.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. And it's with Silver Sun Pickups. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But how about we rip into our first song? And what did you want? Now, is all this stuff new?
Yeah, pretty new. We've got one kind of old song. But yeah, this one's our latest. It's called Pull Apart Heart.
There you go. The song's called Pull Apart Heart. You heard it first right here. That's the live in studio version, I guess, on the independent 88.5 FM, Eliza and the Delusionals. So there's a show tonight at the Wiltern, already off to an interesting start as far as this North American swing. You already had to cancel a show in Ventura County, right?
Oh, yes, it was the worst. So we just had a bit of like problems getting our visas in time and that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a bit of a setback, but and we were worried we might have had to have missed like Santa Ana as well. But luckily we made it in time for that. So yeah, we had a big day the other day.
Yeah, these are all, I guess, perils of being a touring musician. You know, you run into this stuff from time to time.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're playing a bunch of shows with a band that we absolutely adore here in SoCal, and that's Silver Sun Pickups. I mean, music fans have really been seeing their trajectory and their career progress really since day one. How'd you link up with them?
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure how they sort of came across our music, but yeah, we just got asked about the tour, and we obviously said yes without even thinking about it. I remember buying that album Swoon when I was like 14 or something. So
yeah,
it's just wild. We just said yes straight away. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Again, Eliza and the Delusionals here. In fact, if you want to do the deep dive on the interwebs, there is merch. There's some records available, ElizaandTheDelusionals.com. Speaking of records, I mean, you know, I guess you've been putting out music for a few years now, going back to, what, the 2017 EP, the Deeper End?
Yeah.
Are there more releases people could get their hands on?
We've got a couple. We did a few singles after that, but we've got a new EP coming out. It's March 20th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. March 20th. It's called A State of Living in an Objective Reality. I can't even say it. So, yeah. So, good luck to everyone else. But, yeah, that one's coming out soon.
And the song you just performed and songs that we've heard on the air, like Just Exist, that's going to end up on the new EP coming out in March?
Yes.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Yeah. How are things back home, by the way? Because we've been reading about these wildfires in Australia. And, you know, we've had our share of wildfires here in Southern California as well. How's the aftermath? Is everybody doing okay? Is it still burning?
I believe it is unfortunately still burning in some areas, in like really regional, like New South Wales, Victoria. Yeah, it's really, really awful, like to see what's happened to all of the people and the wildlife.
Animals, yeah.
So we just like we had a drive down to Sydney recently, and everything was like burnt and black, but there was lots of like greenery coming through. So it's nice to see that it's, you know, starting to regenerate, but it's really awful that people's homes don't do that, you know?
Oh, it's terrible. And yeah, it breaks your heart because of the human element. But I mean, when you see wildlife and animals really being affected, I mean, nothing tugs at your heartstrings.
Exactly.
More than that, it's crazy. We've even seen some of our Australian artists that we've been following playing some benefit shows and stuff out there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of places you can also donate to that as well if you want to help the wildlife and the people.
This is the rocking five piece in our studio this afternoon. Eliza and the Delusionals on the Independent 88.5 FM. Got some more questions, but how about some more music?
Yes, we have got a older sort of single for you. This one's called Jackie.
Say it'll heal for you.
That's right, more live music in our studio here this afternoon on 88.5 FM. Song was called Jackie, and that is Eliza and the Delusionals here on Independent Radio. Take us back to the beginning, if you don't mind. You said back in the day you bought a record from Silver Sun Pickups, and that probably shaped you in a way as far as the musician that you are today. You've cited bands like Paramore and Catfish and the Bottlemen as influences as well. But what encouraged you at first to pick up an instrument yourself? And it wasn't always the guitar right off the bat, was it?
No. So I'm pretty sure like everyone here would have a very different story because we come from such different musical backgrounds. But for me, I went and saw Coldplay, and it was also Kurt's first concert as well. We saw Coldplay. I saw them in like 2008, and I just remember seeing them and being like, well, I think I know what I want to do. I first learned, one of my friends asked me to join, like, I don't know if you guys have primary school here. It's like grade.
Elementary.
Yeah. So she was like, yeah, why don't we like join the school band and you can play bass. And so I played bass first, and then I learned guitar. And
like a big stand-up bass?
No, well, that's what I thought it was going to be. And my mom gave me an electric bass for my birthday, and I was like,
wow,
this is a weird guitar. Like, I had no idea. And then she was like, well, it's a bass. And I was like, oh. So I know now, but yeah.
So did you start to write songs on the bass? And you and Kurt have been collaborating for a number of years. Is that right?
Yeah, Kurt and I actually grew up together. We were in primary school, elementary school for you guys together. We lived like down the road from each other. So, that's like really, really cool. But, I never really wrote on the bass. I learnt guitar so I could write songs sort of thing.
Right.
Kurt and I have been working on a lot of newer stuff as well together, which we're super excited about.
Now, when you first decided to, you know, kind of put the band together into what you are today, like, back in the day, I read, and I might be misquoting, but I think you said in an article that I saw online, the goal has always been to play huge shows.
Yes.
Is that always the goal? Is that still
That's
the goal?
Always been the goal.
Yeah?
I think ever since that concert in 2008, I was like, yeah.
Super inspired, yeah. Right?
I don't know if you've ever been to a Coldplay show. Like, whether you like them or not, you can't not feel inspired by that.
It's such a polarizing thing with Coldplay, you know?
Yeah,
it's either you love them or you hate them.
Literally, so many people are like, ew, when we say it. And then other people are like, oh my God, I love Coldplay. So,
you know what? I think it's pretty punk rock to admit that you like Coldplay.
They're literally the best. Come fight me on it, anyone listening? Yeah.
Eliza and the Delusionals, our guest here on the Independent 88.5 FM, playing the Wiltern tonight with Silver Sun Pickups. And a new record coming out on March 20th, A State of Living in an Objective Reality. We've been playing the song Just Exist on the air for quite some time, and I imagine you've prepared a version for us today.
Yes, we have.
Nice.
We're going to play that for you.
Cool. Well, at your leisure on the Independent 88.5 FM. Right, there's a live version of a song that we've played on the air here on 88.5 FM quite a bit. Just Exist is the track. Eliza and the Delusionals here in studio. And again, playing a show at the Wiltern this evening. Boy, you guys just hit the ground running as far as just arriving here in Southern California. And it's just getting started, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yes.
I hope so.
we've been a fan of your music that we've heard lately, but now meeting you personally, I think we're even bigger fans now. By the way, the song that you just played, I was reading a little bit into, I guess, the idea of that particular song from a standpoint of a writer's perspective. And I think you were saying sometimes the best art and creativity comes out of, you know, deep darkness and being depressed sometimes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. I think it's like a really interesting balance that a lot of creative people probably go through. But yeah, I feel like I've sort of said before, I feel like that, some of my favorite ideas that like we use in our songs and stuff have come from some of the worst times ever. So
yeah,
it's a real bittersweet thing.
Yeah. The songs that are coming up on the new EP coming out on March 20th, is it more introspective stuff or is it a lot of social commentary or a little bit of both?
I think a lot of them are just really, yeah, a little bit of both really. Yeah. Yeah.
The title song is the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear Kurt.
No, what did he say?
He said that the title really sums up the EP, and I think
true.
It was the last thing to happen. I think we even had the artwork before we had the name.
Who contributed to the artwork?
Well, we got told that, you know, we sort of got told last minute, and Kurt and I were in New York, and we were actually doing some like laundry, and I was like, oh, like that exit sign looks cool. And then like the next day our label was like, okay, we need some artwork. And so Kurt just edited it on my iPhone, and we just like put it together and send it to everyone back home, and everyone was like, yeah, this is sick. Same with like the 7-inch vinyls we've got at our shows at the moment. They're like little photos from Central Park that we took, and yeah, we just edited them all on the iPhone.
That's amazing to incorporate your visual art with the music.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up and let you have an afternoon?
No, I think just thank you so much for playing our music and for having us here. It literally has changed our lives. So thank you so much.
Big fans. Good luck on the rest of the tour, and hopefully you'll swing through and make another visit in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Eliza and the Delusionals, this is 88.5 FM.